This is Corinne LaRue of the Ag Information Network with California Ag Today.
Happy National FFA Week. Welcome back to part two of this week's story. Last time I told you about meeting Ethan Lazanoff, who sold his replacement heifer at the California Mid-State Fair for $17,500 last year. He's back to update us on his new projects this year and how his San Luis Obispo FFA chapter is celebrating National FFA Week.
This year in FFA, I'm showing a steer and a heifer like I did last year, and I'm really excited because it's my first year I'm going FFA, and last year I showed in 4-H, and I just got my steer a couple months ago, and he's doing good. He's a black Angus cross, and I've been working his hair every day, washing him, and my heifer, she's out with a bull right now getting bred, and then I'm going to bring her in pretty soon, and I'll get to work with her and halter break her. So this morning, we woke up early. I did a thing called FFA on the hill. We go up on a mountain and we put up sheets and spell out FFA with them so that the whole town can see.
Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that I too was in FFA and showed cattle. I love to take every opportunity to thank my advisor, Chris Hildebrand from Templeton High School, for being such a supporter and positive influence in my life.
For California Ag Today, I'm Corinne LaRue with the Agriculture Information Network.